Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Gray skies over Warrenton and most of the viewing area. I'll show you why. That will help to keep our temperatures cool today.
And breaking news within the last 30 minutes, the new information we've learned about a crash that killed a man in Cumberland County.
Also, a man is in custody after crashing a U-Haul into security barriers near the White House overnight. The charges he's facing and what police found in that vehicle.
Plus, the Carolina Hurricanes must win the next game against the Florida Panthers if they want to stay in the quest for the Cup. What the team needs to bounce back from another tough loss. I mean, down three in a row. They got to do something to stay in the game.
I can tell you what, put the puck in the
put
net.
Put the puck in the net. That'll do it. Yeah.
They've had some opportunities.
They
it just
have.
Hasn't worked out. And they've played tough, and it's been a tough series,
it
no
has.
Question.
Yeah, Panthers are a great team.
Yeah.
But they are too, so maybe they can do it. We'll see. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. Here's we get things rolling. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now with a beautiful look there. It's going to be golf season soon enough for the Canes if they don't score some goals.
I know they're trying their hardest. I know they are. We take a live look at Southern Pines. It is mostly cloudy. It's awfully quiet here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club this morning. I know it's still kind of early. It's 8 o'clock. There's somebody over there on the putting green. But it is gray. It's definitely long sleeve weather if you're heading out the door right now. 61 degrees. The clouds will stay with us for much of the day. There may be a few holes in the clouds later this afternoon. Our wind is coming out of the northeast today, though, and so it's going to have a little bit of a chill to it. 61 in Fayetteville right now, 60 in Goldsboro, 55 in Roxboro, 59 in Southern Pines. Our temperatures are pretty close to where they were this time yesterday. Yesterday, we made it into the low 80s. Today, we're going to keep it in the upper 70s with a bit more cloud cover. It's going to be breezy, too, this afternoon. Northeast winds at steady at about 15, gusting to around 20. That's not terrible. Windy, but just a little breezy. And again, you know, coming out of the northeast, it'll feel cool. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s for afternoon highs. We are still looking at the chance for rain over the holiday weekend, especially Saturday. I'll walk you through the timeline. Coming up, Brian.
At 8:02, I'm following breaking news on the north side of Raleigh. We have a crash on Creedmoor Road just south of Norwood Road, and we are seeing some delays in that area. And we're hearing that southbound side of Creedmoor Road is closed right there at Norwood. So we're not seeing any traffic getting through down toward the 540. Interchange. Big backups starting to form on southbound Creedmoor Road between 98 and Mount Vernon Church Road. If you're trying to get from the Highway 98 area to 540 this morning, consider using Six Forks Road as a good alternate route, but notice that we are seeing some pretty heavy delays building on that southbound side. Working to find out more about that crash there on the north side of Raleigh. Apparently a pretty serious one. On the south side of Holly Springs, we're watching a crash on the 55 bypass around Avent Ferry Road with some pretty heavy delays coming in from Fuquay Varina. Still backed up from around the Ralph Stevens Road area out toward Main Street as they work to get that crash cleared. Even once you get through that area, you're going to run into the usual delays on the 55 bypass. Good news in Fuquay Varina, that earlier crash at Andrew and Holland appears to have cleared in the past few minutes. We do have a report of a crash on 40 eastbound at Gorman Street on the southwest side of Raleigh. Not really affecting traffic as far as I can tell. Looks like this may be at the bottom of the ramp from 40 eastbound onto Gorman Street. Pretty busy in both directions of the Durham Freeway, 885. A little slow right now between 147 and I-85.
All right, thank you, Brian. Breaking news within the past 3 hours, U.S. Park Police announced charges against the driver accused of crashing a U-Haul truck through security near the White House. Those charges included threatening to kill or harm a president, vice president, or family member. And we're also seeing new photos of a Nazi flag that was found inside the truck. A spokesperson for the Secret Service tweeted after midnight that the truck had been deemed safe after agents used a robot to investigate a suspicious package inside. Investigators say the truck first crashed into the barriers around Lafayette Square. That's across the street from the White House. Around 10 o'clock last night. And more breaking news this morning. We've learned the name of a man who died after a crash involving an autocycle, which is a motorcycle with three wheels. At 7:30 this morning, troopers in Cumberland County identified the driver as 54-year-old Walter Ray. They say that Ray ran off Sis Colbreth Road last night, overcorrected, then ran off the road in the other direction. Troopers say he then hit a tree and overturned down an embankment into a creek. They believe he had been drinking and was also speeding and not wearing a seatbelt.
Fayetteville Street is back open this morning in Durham after a man was hit by a car. The WRL breaking news tracker found police had cleared that scene near East Cornwallis Road before 1 a.m. This is video after the crash happened around 9 last night. Investigators say the man who was hit was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver stayed at the scene and we're working to learn if he'll be charged with anything. Legal gambling could be expanding soon in North Carolina. There's a new effort to put video lottery terminals in bars and restaurants. WRL's Nia Harden is live outside the legislative building in Raleigh to tell us about the new bill state lawmakers will be considering today. Nia?
Well, this bill, if passed, it could raise millions of dollars for people right here in North Carolina. It would help to go towards education. And today, the House Commerce Committee, they are going to be considering House Bill 512. This is going to be video gaming terminals or video lottery terminals that would become legal if passed. The money raised would create a forgivable loan program for community college students, and it would fund initiatives at historical black colleges and universities, also known as HBCUs. It's one of at least two bills on gambling being considered this week. The others involve sports betting. Legal gambling continues to move closer to North Carolina, and a new casino just opened last week in Virginia along the North Carolina border. Other states also have allowed for sports wagering. Now, video gaming terminals is going to be discussed and considered this afternoon. WRL will be there. We'll have updates for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
All right, is it win or else for the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night in Florida? The Canes are just a loss away from ending their season after dropping a third straight tough one to the Panthers, certainly. Florida scored the only goal of the game last night, taking game three with a 1-0 win. They've all been 1-0 games, third straight one for the Panthers in this series. Just a couple of bounces, and it could be 3-0 the other way. Rod Brind'Amour says his team has played well, just can't break through.
Well, it's been three games. I mean, we can't do much more. I mean, we like how we're playing, clearly. It's just we got to find a way to put one in.
The only thing that changes the outcome here. The Canes need to win this game four if they're going to come home and keep this series going. Only four NHL teams in history have ever come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a playoff series.
Happening today, Governor Cooper will take his warning about an expansion of private school vouchers on the road. The governor will visit Washington Elementary in Raleigh to discuss what he calls a state of emergency for public schools. He says a series of Republican-backed bills to spend more on private schools would worsen the problems facing public schools, including that ongoing teacher shortage. Republicans say their goal is to expand education options for parents.
Police hope the newly released pictures can help them find the people responsible for shooting and killing a man. Officers in Fayetteville need your help identifying these two people. We're told they are wanted for questioning. Investigators say the shooting happened Monday near Schmidt Street. Police say they found 37-year-old Joseph Walton dead in the road. Call 911 if you know anything about this incident.
New rules for visitors at Wake County Public Schools are in the works. The Board of Education's Policy Committee will look today at a proposal aimed at keeping kids safe. It clarifies the rules for anyone visiting school, including employees. Those include requiring ID, a background check, and a staff chaperone while a visitor is in a school building. The full school board will need to sign off on the new policy before it takes effect.
Hospital mergers will be a focus today at the General Assembly with a measure that supporters say will save you money on your medical bills. There's a key House committee that'll consider a bill that would require more oversight for any mergers. The bill in the Health Committee would pump the brakes on health care consolidation. The goal of this new legislation is to promote more competition among providers, which lawmakers say would help keep prices low. Three out of every four North Carolina hospitals are owned by larger systems.
Wake County commissioners are preparing to vote on how much money will go back into your child's school. The second budget work session is Monday. It's focused specifically on funding public schools and Wake Tech. Education spending makes up 57% of the proposed county budget. A vote on the budget is expected June 5th.
10 minutes after 8 on your Tuesday, coming up, a new option for pet owners when it comes to vet visits. We'll tell you about the telehealth option Walmart is rolling out today.
And it's going to be a busy day at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. That's where you're looking live this morning. Everything you need to know about the ACC baseball tournament is coming up next, and some nice weather, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's going to be good for that the next several days. It's going to be dry and cool, so it won't be hot sitting out in the stands. A little bit breezy today. And then, of course, we transition to a wetter period over the weekend. We'll go through the timeline on Futurecast coming up.
Welcome back. Time now is 8:13. You are looking live at Zebulon. A couple clouds in the sky, but no rain in sight, which is some good news. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. No rain in sight today, no rain in sight tomorrow, but that's a different story this holiday weekend. Elizabeth, I have plans. A lot of people have plans. What's going on?
I know, don't we all? And I feel like we've lived through this week after week after week. As a matter of fact, we've got to be on week 10 or 11 almost in a row with rain. We did have one weekend sandwiched in there that we didn't see rain, but man, it has been an incredible pattern all spring. Breezy with low humidity for the next several days. We do, of course, look like a wet weekend, especially Saturday. It's going to be cooler, too. We went ahead and dropped the high temperature on Saturday into the upper 60s because it just looks like it's going to be wet for a good chunk of the day. With a northeasterly wind, it'll be pretty chilly. It's pretty here in Rocky Mount Mills. We have partly cloudy skies, and we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds today. At some points where you are, it's going to feel overcast, and from time to time, it'll be partly cloudy, too. We continue to have our low that's just sitting here along the Gulf Coast. It was sitting here yesterday. And, you know, it fed in some cloud cover. In the mid-levels, we have wind coming out of the southwest, and so that's pushing in a bit of moisture. But at the surface, our wind is out of the northeast, and that oftentimes will lock in some clouds over us. So that's what we're seeing right now. What happens next is we see a low that begins to develop along the coast and starts to spread moisture across North Carolina on Saturday. It may start as early as late Friday, but the weekend is definitely trending wetter and cooler, especially for Saturday. Right now, Sunday and Monday look like we could see some isolated storms. But a lot of things will change as we get more and more runs of the computer models closer to the weekend. This version of Futurecast brings the rain in the earliest, which would be late Friday afternoon into Friday evening. And you can see it could be kind of wet for the evening commute here. But it also pushes it through a little faster. So we do have some showers first thing Saturday morning. But into Saturday afternoon, a lot of that starts to lift on up into Virginia. And this model has things pretty dry for us on Sunday. It doesn't really show rain for Sunday. And then on Monday, it shows some very late day isolated showers or thunderstorms. So again, we're going to continue to tweak it. We went ahead and left the 40% chance on Sunday because some of the models are showing that. So just to kind of cover the bases. But still, Saturday looks the wettest. Saturday does not look like it's going to produce thunderstorms, but certainly Sunday and Monday, when we see a little more sunshine breaking out, we could have a few scattered storms. The big driver of Saturday's rain is going to be that coastal low. So more rain will be falling along the coast. So our eastern counties over the weekend could see as much as 2 inches of rain. Our western counties could see as little as half an inch. Temperatures stay nice and cool. Our normal high is in the low 80s. We're looking at temperatures in the 70s. Friday's going to be cooler at 72 and then 68 on Saturday. And then we start to warm things up again a little bit on Sunday and Monday with a bit more sunshine. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now, and we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on up on Creedmoor Road around Norwood Road. I've seen some sensor data indicating that traffic is starting to ease up quite a bit there and that it's flowing freely, including on this map. You can see all that green, but the state DOT still says that the southbound lane is blocked right around Norwood Road. Sensor data, though, indicates traffic's flowing along freely. So you might consider, at least till we can get all that cleared up, consider using Six Forks Road as a good alternate route. But again, the sensor data is telling us that traffic's flowing well through that area, so that earlier crash likely has cleared at this point. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, getting reports of a hit-and-run investigation in Garner on Vandora Springs Road at Garner Road. Also getting a couple of crashes showing up on 40 eastbound in Raleigh, one at the Chapel Hill Road intersection or interchange there between Raleigh and Cary, then another down at Gorman Street. I think those are likely at the ramps there from the interstate onto those streets. But we are seeing some delays on the westbound side this morning. On the south side of Raleigh from 440 out to US 1, about an 8-minute delay, and then from US 1 to Wade Avenue, about a 2-minute slowdown.
A Harnett County deputy will get a new court date. He's been charged in a deadly crash. Deputy Kevin Letarte was supposed to appear yesterday, but his lawyer showed up in his place. Letarte faces two counts of involuntary manslaughter for a crash that killed a husband and wife in March. He's been on administrative leave ever since. An attorney representing the victims' families says a wrongful death lawsuit is possible. Deputy Tartt's next court date is July 17th.
Well, you'll want to see this. New concerns about AI-generated images after a fake picture of an explosion near the Pentagon went viral on social media. This is it. This is a false image. It caused a brief downturn in the stock market and was picked up by multiple news outlets outside the U.S. It was shared by many accounts with paid verification on Twitter, leading many users to believe it was actually authentic. The Arlington, Virginia Fire Department attempted to set the record straight, posting that it was a hoax.
Today, you have a new option when it comes to vet visits for your pet. A recent survey by Forbes magazine says the average cost of a vet visit in North Carolina is about $60, and that doesn't include medication or any other health care needs. Starting today, Walmart is offering an extra pet care benefit for Walmart Plus members. It's for a limited time. It's free. The retail giant is partnering with veterinary telehealth provider Pop for unlimited access to pet telehealth care using video or text. Walmart is trying to compete with Amazon by offering these types of additional perks to subscriber services. The free deal runs out after a year, though, Michelle.
All right, that's good to know. Thanks, Jeff. And forget pulling out your ID, because Amazon is now making it possible to buy alcohol with swiping your palm. That's all you need to do. The Amazon One palm scanning payment system can now verify your age. Users can link their ID to their palm signature to prove that they are at least 21. The system is currently available at Amazon Go stores and some Whole Foods. Wow. NFL teams will be allowed to keep an extra quarterback on their active roster this season without using a roster spot. The move comes after last year's NFC Championship game, where both San Francisco 49ers quarterbacks were hurt. Because the team did not have a third quarterback on the roster, their injured starter had to come back in despite being unable to throw. The third quarterback would only be allowed to play in emergency situations.
The ACC baseball tournament starts today. All the action on the diamond is happening in Durham at the DBAP, where we have a live look at it right now, Durham Bulls Athletic Park. It's going to be a great scene. Some local teams will be hitting the field in just a few hours. UNC plays Georgia Tech at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Right after that, it's NC State playing Duke. Tickets are available at DurhamBulls.com or by calling the box office. WRL will have coverage of these games all throughout the day. The champion will be crowned on Sunday.
The TSA is gearing up for the busy summer travel season. The agency's leader announced that workers will now be paid at the same scale as federal workers. That means a significant raise for most of their employees. He also talked about new technology, such as digital IDs, that will help passengers get from the ticket counter to the gate faster.
We are definitely out of pre-pandemic, or we're back to pre-pandemic levels and out of the pandemic recovery. We have fully recovered in aviation.
He went on to say the TSA is deploying new technologies across all screening checkpoints, making the progress as quick as possible.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WREL Live Center. Guam preparing for a hit from Typhoon Mawa. This is brand new video into a newsroom within the last hour of Twitter post on just within the last hour from the storm that's off the coast of this U.S. territory. You can see the winds are picking up right now. This powerful storm could deliver the biggest hit in two decades to that U.S. territory. The president already declared a state of emergency for Guam. The National Guard also helping people in low-lying areas evacuate ahead of this storm. Now, if Guam doesn't get a direct hit, it will come very close. But again, people are hunkering down and preparing for what could be a very dangerous few hours. That storm is expected to hit the southern portion of Guam sometime tomorrow.
Ken, thanks for that. HBO Max is no more. The streaming service is officially just called Max. It combines HBO Max with content from Discovery Plus. If you already had an HBO Max subscription, you should be good to go with your streaming. Now, new subscribers will have to pay $15.99 for the ad-free version of the app. The version with ads will cost you $9.99. And here's something you don't see every day, a cow being lassoed while running down a busy interstate highway. Take a look at this. Michigan police, they got a call on Sunday about a runaway cow.
might be headed into traffic, quite possibly. And it certainly was. State troopers blocked off the road just in case, and then suddenly the cow appeared with the real-life cowboy trailing behind it. Look at him. Gonna lasso that guy. The cow crossed onto the highway. The Wranglers eventually did catch up with it. No one was hurt.
Oh my goodness. The cow is
now back home safe in its pasture. Oh, he's going to jump the fence there, too.
I wonder if people thought that that was like something out of a movie or something. Like, what is going on? A cow running down the highway? I mean, it's Michigan, so maybe not, but I thought it was really funny. They tweeted, they said, the cow is not charged. It's back in the pasture with quite the story to tell. All the livestock.
Super bold of the cowboy just to ride out. I mean, that's why you have the move over law.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. All right. Well, glad the cow and everybody else is safe. It'll be a make it or break it game tomorrow for the Carolina Hurricanes as they plan on to take on the Florida Panthers for game four. We'll have reaction coming up at 8:30.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. Looking at a nice day weather-wise, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking the temperatures now and what we're going to warm up to later on today.
Yeah, feeling nice and comfortable this morning. Upper 50s, low 60s. We are seeing some cloud cover. We're going to see some sunshine on and off this afternoon, but it may feel more cloudy than sunny for most of the day. Still, temperatures are great for exercise. If you're out to play a little pickleball today, lunchtime, low 70s. We'll be in the upper 70s. Our humidity stays nice and low today through much of the week, Brian.
8:27 as we take a look at traffic this morning. It looks like we still have some police activity on Creedmoor Road, just south of Norwood Road on the north side of Raleigh. This is all from an earlier crash. Looks like lanes are open, but just look out for that activity likely on the side of the road there. Not seeing any big backups heading down to 540, so that's some good news. Around the rest of the triangle, we are picking up a couple of crashes in Raleigh, one at the bottom of the ramp from 40 eastbound onto Gorman Street, another reported on 40 eastbound right around the Chapel Hill Road interchange there between Raleigh and Cary. Major approaches into Raleigh are looking pretty good with the exception of southbound Capitol coming in from Wake Forest. Pretty quiet this morning in Durham and Chapel Hill.
All right, thank you, Brian. New rules for visitors at Wake County Public Schools are in the works. The Board of Education's Policy Committee will look today at a proposal aimed at keeping kids safe. The proposal includes requiring ID, a background check, and a staff chaperone while a visitor is in a school building. And Governor Roy Cooper starts a tour of local schools today after declaring a state of emergency for North Carolina's public education system. The governor says Republican-backed bills to expand vouchers for private schools will lead to less funding and fewer teachers in public schools. Coming up next for us on Fox 50, the steps being taken today that could expand gambling in North Carolina.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's beautiful here at Lake Gaston. You can see partly cloudy skies. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be a little breezy. I'll show you why temperatures will remain below normal.
Also, breaking news within the last hour, the new information we've learned about a crash that killed a man in Cumberland County.
And a man is in custody after crashing a U-Haul into security barriers near the White House overnight. The charges he's facing and what police found inside that vehicle.
And Carolina Hurricanes need a win as they fall 3-0 in their series against the Florida Panthers. Team will need to bounce back after another tough loss. Another one-goal game. Just cannot catch a break. Thanks for being with us right now at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Maybe some Canes fans waking up not so happy. Hopefully the weather will make them feel better, right? Maybe?
Can't hurt, especially with a day like today.
I know. Yeah, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking some blue skies and some sunshine in Chapel Hill this morning.
Yeah, we take a live look at Chapel Hill. We're seeing mostly cloudy skies. We're going to see a little bit of sunshine that tries to peek through here and there today. We have a northeasterly wind. It's going to keep our temperatures cooler than normal. 61 is our current temperature. We take a look at what's happening around the area. Starting to climb on up into the 60s. It is 63 in Clinton, 62 in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 59 in Southern Pines. still 57 up in Roxborough. Temperatures are pretty close to where we were this time yesterday, but it is going to be a little breezy this afternoon. We'll see northeast wind gusting to around 20 miles per hour. So that keeps the cool air moving into our area today, and we'll keep our temperatures cooler. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the upper 70s for highs, and looking at evening temperatures dropping on into the 60s by the time we get to sunset. Today stays dry as well as tomorrow. Then we get into the weekend and we're looking at the potential for some wetter weather. I'll show you the timeline for Saturday showers coming up.
Breaking news within the last 3 hours, U.S. Park Police announced charges against the driver accused of crashing a U-Haul truck through the security barrier near the White House. Those charges include threatening to kill or harm a president, vice president, or family member. We're also seeing new photos of a Nazi flag that was found inside the truck. A spokesperson for the Secret Service tweeted after midnight that the truck had been deemed safe after agents used a robot to investigate a suspicious package inside. Investigators say the truck first crashed into the barriers around Lafayette Square, which is across the street from the White House, around 10 o'clock last night. And breaking news this morning, we've learned the name of a man who died in a crash involving an auto cycle. It's a motorcycle with three wheels, those Polaris motorcycles. At 7:30 this morning, troopers in Cumberland County identified that driver as 54-year-old Walter Ray. They say he ran off Sisk Culberth Road last night, overcorrected, and then ran off the road in the other direction. Troopers say Ray hit a tree and flipped over down a hill into a creek. They believe he had been drinking and was also speeding and not wearing a seatbelt.
Fayetteville Street is back open this morning in Durham after a man was hit by a car there. The WRL breaking news tracker found police had cleared the scene near East Cornwallis Road before 1 o'clock this morning. This is video after the crash around 9 o'clock last night. Investigators say the man who was hit was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver did stay at the scene. We're working to learn if charges will be filed. And we'll get a new snapshot of the housing market at 10 o'clock this morning, just a few hours from now. Here in the Triangle, we've seen prices drop for months when it comes to the cost of buying a home. WREL's Laura Levine joins us now with what we expect to learn today from a new report on home sales. Laura.
Michelle, good morning. Well, the March report continued to highlight the resilience of the new housing market despite challenges with affordability. It also showed that new and prospective buyers are looking to find new homes instead. So we'll see today if that trend continues. As we've seen across the triangle, a lot of construction happening with builders and people building up new homes. Prices have also been coming down in Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. The latest report from the National Association of Realtors shows the median sales price for a home in the Raleigh area was $420,000 in the first 3 months of this year. And that's a 4.3% drop in a year and a big fall from the peak price of $476,000. In the Durham Chapel Hill market, the median sales price dropped to $412,600, and that's down from 1.3% from the year before. So some experts believe that the price decline could be short-lived because of the intense housing inventory shortage. The latest report for the month of April, again, will be released later this morning at 10 a.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Thousands of video lottery terminals could be coming to North Carolina bars and restaurants as lawmakers in the state consider legalizing them. A bill now in the House would use the revenue from the terminals to create a forgivable loan program for community college students. It would also fund initiatives at HBCUs. The bill will be heard today in the House Commerce Committee. The state officials, within 5 years, video lottery terminals could generate more than $400 million annually for the state.
It'll be a win or go home for the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night in Florida. The Canes are now one loss away from ending their season after dropping a third straight game to the Panthers last night. Florida scored the only goal of the game last night, taking game three with a 1-0 win. It was the third straight single goal win for the Panthers in the series. Coming up in 10 minutes, WREL's Casey Hintz is in Florida with what went wrong last night and what needs to happen, what needs to change in game four.
And new rules for parents who want a bigger say in what their students are taught could take a step forward today. The Policy Committee of the Wake County Board of Education is weighing a plan to tackle parents' objections to books and other classroom materials. It includes organizing two groups who will consider a parent's complaint as well as an appeals process. The full school board would need to approve before the rules
go into effect. And this comes as national debate grows over how much power parents should have over their child's education. Police hope newly released pictures can help them find the people responsible for shooting and killing a man. Take a look at your screen here. Officers in Fayetteville need your help identifying and finding the two people you see here. We're told they're wanted for questioning. Investigators say the shooting happened Monday near Schmidt Street. Police say they found 37-year-old Joseph Walton dead in the road. Call 911 if you know anything about this shooting.
Students in Wake County Public Schools may have a substitute teacher more often. New data shows fill-in teachers are at an all-time high across the district. That's according to Superintendent Caddy Moore. Moore recently met with county commissioners to discuss teacher pay raises in an effort to address the ongoing education shortage that's impacting your child's learning. WREL spoke with a teacher of more than 20 years who left the district in August. Leah Williams says she's not surprised by Superintendent Moore's remarks.
There would be days where we would have 15 teachers out and maybe only have five subs. And so teachers were constantly pulled to cover other teachers' classes.
The district has requested $650 million to tackle these issues. Right now, their proposed budget from state lawmakers only provides relatively small teacher pay raises. We're talking only a few hundred dollars more.
As we get our Tuesday started here together, as you wake up, there is still no new deal on the U.S. debt ceiling. We're just 9 days away now from a potential default that could strike up major economic concerns for everyone. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called yesterday's meeting productive, but negotiators did not reach any agreement. House Democrats say they plan to reach out for votes across the aisle in hopes of forcing a vote to raise the debt ceiling. The looming deadline is June 1st.
And Jeff, with that in mind, here in the WRA Live Center, Wall Street's set for a mixed opening today when the opening bell sounds in less than an hour. Taking a look at the big board this morning, stock futures, all the major indices in red. You can see Dow futures off more than 60 points. Similarly, S&P, NASDAQ also in the red. Investors are closely monitoring that debt ceiling debate between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Also, a report on new home sales as well as earnings reports from companies like Lowe's and Dick's Sporting Goods could affect the markets today. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Thank you, Ken. New this morning, students in Durham Public Schools are about to get a new pathway to success. Today, the school system plans to announce a new partnership with Durham Tech. The goal is to get at least 25% of students to complete a Durham Tech workforce credential or associate degree before they graduate high school. Durham Tech instructors will be placed in high school classrooms starting next school year with the hope of ensuring 500 students graduate with these credentials each year. Well, coming up, a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old are now at the center of an armed robbery investigation. What they're accused of doing to a woman and the weapon they used to help them get away.
And you want to check your kitchen this morning for one particular appliance. We'll explain why nearly 5 million waffle makers are under recall.
And we'll take you live out to Sanford this morning. Looking pretty nice so far. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WREL Severe Weather Center tracking a slight warm-up for today.
Eight forty-three, is the time right now. I don't want to short people. They won't know what time their tea time is if I give them the wrong time down there at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. And we're coming up on the 1 year out before the 2024 U.S. Open. Can't wait for that. We'll be talking about that in the coming weeks. Looks gorgeous down there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, a different sporting venue here.
We do. This is going to be a busy place for the next few days. Of course, the DBAP here, which is the home of the Durham Bulls, and they are on the road this week, but the ACC baseball tournament is happening this week, and you can see they're out there, grounds crews, working to get everything ready for it today. Let's take a look at our temperature. Right now, it's 61 degrees, so it feels pleasant. Our dew point is 52, so that's nice and low. So the humidity is low. Temperatures will climb into the low 70s by lunchtime and won't be in the upper 70s this afternoon. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun today. UNC plays Georgia Tech at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Temperature will be 77 at 3 and 78 at 4 o'clock, and then followed by a 7 o'clock game between NC State and Duke, starting at 7 o'clock, 71 degrees, and then dropping into the 60s. So some nice weather today, definitely going to be on the cool side, getting some clouds on and off, and a little bit breezy too. We'll see our winds out of the northeast. That's what's keeping our temperatures below normal today. Steady at 10 to 15, northeast gusts at around 20. That's not a strong wind, just a little breezy. Around town today, 78 in Raleigh and Durham, 81 in Fayetteville. Those will be our afternoon highs, and our muggy meter stays nice and low. As a matter of fact, we dropped it down to 49 on Wednesday. As long as we can keep it in the 40s and 50s, it feels comfortable this time of year. It will feel oppressive like July once we climb up to here into the upper 60s to around 70. And we are far from that. Now, Saturday, we'll start to see that bump up a little bit as we have rain in the forecast. We've also bumped Saturday's temperature down from the 70s into the upper 60s. And watching the trends for Saturday, we might have to drop that a little bit more as we get more information in. 82 is our normal high. We're looking at 70s through Friday and then a little bit cooler on Saturday. So far, we have no 90-degree days at RDU this year. We tend to have two is the average for May, and the normal first 90-degree day happens May 11th, so we have passed that by. I don't think we're going to hit 90 by the time we get to the end of this month. Memorial Day weekend is trending wetter. We have a 70% chance of rain on Saturday. It doesn't look like thunderstorms. It'll be a coastal low that spreads rain across the area first thing in the morning and stays with us for most of the day. But then Sunday and Monday, it'll be more scattered, and we could see some sunshine both of those days and just end the day with a few scattered storms. We take a look at our temperatures again, looking at 70s, looking at 50s for overnight lows. And then as we round out the weekend, we may again see a little bit more sunshine Sunday and Monday, which allows our temperatures to bounce back up to 80 by Memorial Day.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A 12-year-old and a 6-year-old are at the center of an armed robbery investigation this morning. Charlotte Mecklenburg police say a woman told them two kids approached her in the parking lot, asked to borrow her phone to call their mom, and then ran off with it. It happened over the weekend at an apartment complex. Investigators say the woman chased after those kids, and that's when the 12-year-old pointed a BB gun at the victim. Police posted this to social media, showing the gun they found inside the child's home. The 12-year-old is facing charges the 6-year-old is not.
Only on WREL, a Cumberland County mother says the man wanted for her son's murder is still near the area and active on social media. 17-year-old Jalen Rout is accused of shooting and killing Anthony Adams in January 2021. Adams' mother, Rita Ballard, says Rout has been posting on social media and has been going live on Facebook. Despite this, the sheriff's office hasn't been able to find or arrest him.
2.5 years. This kid is living his normal life. He's putting on social media his life. You know, if everybody else can see it, then why can't our local police department go pick him up?
Cumberland County Sheriff says this is an active case. Deputies are looking for tips about where Rout could be staying.
We now know the name of the pilot who died in a single-engine plane crash in Orange County. A preliminary report from the FAA shows the pilot was 68-year-old John Bofinger of New Jersey. He was the only person on board when the plane crashed on Sunday. The cause of the crash remains unknown. The final report from federal investigators could take a year or more to be released. And we've also learned the pilot who was severely burned in a plane crash the same day in Warren County is from that area. The Warren County Sheriff did not identify the pilot who is in critical condition at UNC Chapel Hill Burn Unit right now. We're told the plane was taking off from a local airstrip in Macon when it crashed and burst into flames. FAA investigators were on the scene yesterday trying to figure out what happened.
Carolina Hurricanes have another chance to try to stay in this Eastern Conference final after another tough, close loss to the Panthers in Florida last night. Canes face possible elimination tomorrow night. WRL's Casey Hintz is in Florida with the takeaways from Game 3 and what needs to change in Game 4.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Carolina Hurricanes will meet back here at FLA Live Arena later today as they're now facing a do-or-die, win-or-go-home Game 4 tomorrow night after a tough, disappointing 1-0 loss last night to the Florida Panthers. They came out and did exactly what they wanted to do early, putting shots on Sergei Bobrovsky, creating chances, but the Panthers score on their lone power play. In turn, the Hurricanes don't score on either of their two power play opportunities. They don't even get a shot off in this one. Special teams, that was the difference.
A couple games in a row now we've lost that one, and that's the game, really. So we got to win the special teams battle, and then I think we'll have a better chance of winning the game.
I think you get one, and then we're going back home, and we know what we can do in our building. Obviously, we didn't do it the first two games, but that building gives us a lot of juice. So we get the one here next game. That's our sole focus, is to get that game, and I think we come out with the same effort we did tonight, and we're going to give ourselves a great chance at it.
Now, Jordan Martineau continued on there. We're going to come out guns blazing tomorrow night, and there's no doubt this team will do exactly that as they now face, like I said, this win-or-go-home situation. Only four teams ever have come back from an 0-3 deficit. The Canes will start chipping away at that tomorrow right here in Florida. For now, Casey Hintz, WRAL Sports, Sunrise.
And from hockey to golf, legendary pro golfer Tiger Woods won't be hitting the green at the U.S. Open. The 15-time major champion withdrew from the U.S. Open late Monday. It comes as he continues to recover from recent surgery. This withdrawal also comes just months after Woods walked away from the Masters. His injuries stem from the severe crash that he had back in 2021. The U.S. Open is next month in Los Angeles.
We have a look at some of the stories making headlines in the world of entertainment. Here's Douglas Hyde with the Hollywood Minute.
Dua Lipa is stepping out with Dance the Night, her new song from the upcoming Barbie movie album. The singer just announced the track will be released on Friday. She'll also appear as a mermaid in the film, which premieres in July.
Happiness is out there, hiding in some of the places you'd least expect. What I want to know is, which places?
Rainn Wilson and the Geography of Bliss is a different kind of travel show. The Office star's new Peacock series journeys across the world to learn how different cultures find joy. Wilson says his globe-trotting adventures taught him that happiness ultimately comes down to one thing, being a part of a connected community.
From the monasteries of Thailand to the tribes of Central Africa to extended families in Bulgaria to Viking women doing a cold plunge in Iceland, it's all about connection. And that's where humans thrive and live their best lives.
No one loves action as much as I do. That's why I've accepted a big new job as Netflix's chief action officer.
The explosions you asked for?
Bigger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's having fun in a new promo for Netflix's action lineup, which he's now a part of thanks to his new series, FUBAR. The show, out this week, marks the first time he's had a lead role in a scripted series.
I'm back, baby.
In Hollywood, I'm Douglas Hyde.
Oh, man, that was great. Okay, before you make breakfast this morning, you'll want to double-check your appliances. Nearly 500,000 waffle makers are under a recall because of a burn risk. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the warning is for the PowerXL waffle makers. These are them. The company has received 44 reports of problems with the product. 34 resulted in burns. 3 people needed medical attention. Hot pieces of the waffle or stuffing can be expelled from the waffle makers either during the cooking process or when opening the iron. If you have this product, contact Empower Brands to receive a free latch adapter and also repair instructions.
A guitar smashed by Kurt Cobain has been auctioned for nearly $600,000. The guitar was trashed by Cobain when Nirvana was recording its album Nevermind in the early 1990s. The instrument had been reassembled, but it's not playable. It went for $595,000. Almost 10 times its estimated value.
I mean, it was Kurt Cobain, so that makes sense. But
right.
I mean, you're going to buy something like that. You're not going to play it anyway. Even if it was playable, I feel like that's something that you put on display, right?
It'd be neat to know that if you could get a couple of chords out of it, you know, that'd be fun. But some diehard fan there, somebody to take a trash guitar.
Seriously, for that much money, too. All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.